Back on the Trail. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Moving past the primary season, former President Trump continues his campaigning, returning to Pennsylvania for a rally.
This will be former President Trump's first general election rally of the midterm cycle, and it's taking place in a state with several key races. The former president will be joined by Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity TV doctor campaigning for the U.S. Senate, as well as Doug Mastriano, who's trying to be the state's next governor. Both candidates are currently struggling in the polls against the Democratic nominees. The rally starting around 7 p.m. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Meanwhile, some states could be organizing a legal challenge to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
In a private meeting, the attorneys general from several Republican states explored legal avenues to challenge President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. According to the Biden administration, the authority is theirs under what's known as the HEROES Act, the 2003 law enacted in the wake of the September 11th attacks to provide student debt relief to members of the military. The administration says it gives the education secretary the ability to grant loan relief during a national emergency like the COVID-19 pandemic.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. And the next step in America's plan to return astronauts to the moon will have to wait a little longer.
NASA scrubbed a planned test launch of the Artemis 1 rocket for the second time this week on Saturday due to hydrogen leaks, which made the launch unsafe to proceed with. Artemis mission manager Mike Serafin says the leak today was a big one and not manageable.
That leak started when we went from the slow fill to the fast fill.
Eventually, once testing proceeds, astronauts could fly around the moon in 2024, with NASA aiming to send two astronauts back to the moon's surface by the end of 2025. But for now, NASA administrator and former U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says one priority remains most important. Safety.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, Florida has become an entry point for drugs like fentanyl to be smuggled into the country.
They figured out how to, you know, create and manufacture fentanyl. So they ship the migrants through, and then all the Customs and Border Protection agents go to one area. Then they're shipping, you know, more of this fentanyl through other areas and getting by. And by the way, that's more than enough to kill everybody in the United States, you know, many times over.
Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez on Fox News Live. Early last month, 113 Haitian migrants were stopped up the coast of Key Largo after being spotted by a gated community. And it may be the end of a legendary career as Serena Williams is knocked out of the U.S. Open.
Serena Williams put on one more show Friday at the U.S. Open in what is expected to be the final tournament of her amazing career. But this time it wasn't enough as Serena fell in three sets to Australian Ila Tomjanovic in the third round. After splitting the first two sets, Serena ran out of gas in the third, falling 6-1 in the final set in a match that lasted over 3 hours. Serena didn't use the word retirement, but has said that she will be evolving away from tennis after the U.S. Open. Williams has won a modern-day record 23 major championships, including six U.S. Open titles. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And after much debate, fans will be able to buy beer at the FIFA World Cup.
FIFA announced Saturday that it has struck a deal with World Cup organizers to allow the sale of beer to soccer fans at stadiums and fan zones across Qatar. Fans attending the Global Men's Soccer Tournament later this year will be allowed to buy Budweiser beer within the 8 stadium compounds before and after matches, and during evenings only at the official fan festival in downtown Doha. Alcohol sales will not take place at concourse concession stands, though more embracing of alcohol than other other Muslim-majority countries in the Middle East, Qatar was forced to relax its policies to accommodate spectators and FIFA's longtime partnership with AB InBev, the brewers of Budweiser, as the official beer of the World Cup.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.